WMAL News at 1. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. Fairfax police are investigating what led up to a single car crash last night that killed two people and also sent a young girl to the hospital with serious injuries. They say the three were driving on Beach Mill Road in Great Falls when the car veered off the road and hit a tree. A man and a woman were pronounced dead on the scene while the girl had life-threatening injuries, according to police. They did not give out her age or her relationship to the man and woman. French prosecutors say four American tourists have been hit by an acid attack at a train station in Marseille. The suspect, a 41-year-old woman, has been arrested. All four were sent to the hospital, authorities say, two with injuries to the face. We don't know at this point where those four tourists are from. London police have made a second arrest as they investigate the subway bomb attack last Friday.
The fact that there's a second arrest here that's been made is being viewed as rather significant because obviously it widens the potential net here. Authorities saying that they're keeping a very open mind about whether or not this could have been a wider network than just one individual.
Correspondent Nina Dos Santos there. Authorities say it's still too early to tell if any of the suspects were already known to police. The country's threat level remains at critical, meaning another attack could be imminent. President Trump, after the London attack, suggested a larger, more strict travel ban might be needed. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster today says the administration is looking at it.
Well, if you can't screen people effectively to know who's coming into your country, then you shouldn't allow people from that country to travel. So what the travel ban is a first step in better screening.
He's on ABC's This Week. Ahead of the UN General Assembly this week, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the military option always exists with North Korea, but he's still prepared to have constructive talks.
We have tried a couple of times to signal to them that we're ready when they're ready, and they have responded with more missile launches and a nuclear test. All they need to do to let us know they're ready to talk is just stop these tests, stop these provocative actions, and let's lower the threat level and the rhetoric.
He's on CBS's Face the Nation. Virginians will now have a few more options to buy insurance on their own, not through an employer.
Health insurer Anthem announced on Friday it's reversing a decision to pull out of the federal health law insurance marketplace and other plans in 68 cities and counties. Anthem says it made the decision after another health insurer announced earlier this month it was pulling back out of some of the Virginia markets next year, leaving about 60,000 residents of several counties and cities in Virginia with the prospect of not having any plans to buy next year. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Loudoun County Police now have a new crime-fighting tool.
It's a new drone.
It's very good technology. It's called a UAS, which is an unmanned aircraft system, and we're using it primarily for search and rescue.
Loudoun County Sheriff Mike Chapman says drones are much less money than helicopters, which can run
either close to $1 million or more, or even several million dollars.
So how does the public recognize a police drone?
We do a press release notifying everybody that we're going to deploy it, and then when it's done, when we've completed it, we again reach out and say that the mission was completed.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
And the Skins head out to Los Angeles for a date with the Rams this afternoon, hoping to rebound from a disappointing showing last week. One bright spot, says voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael.
And their defense last week was certainly a positive, I think, compared to previous years. A real aggressive defense. If they could have held on to a couple interceptions, the results might have been different, but that's what you say when you don't win.
Coverage starts at 3:25 right here on WMAL. We'll check traffic and weather next.
Take one part Jamie Whitten traffic.
Roundabout way you're going to find delays.
One part Weather Channel forecast.
Very heavy showers and storms coming.
Add a healthy dose of great guests.
Good morning, how are you?
And sprinkle in your phone calls.
Love your show.
Then hit the button and stand back.
You are on WMAL. Good morning.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather together.
I'm pretty pumped about that.
Mornings on the Mall with Mary and Vince.
Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Schedule your MRI at Washington Open MRI at 866-MRI-ASAP.
105 now, going back to Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
This afternoon, watch for a vehicle fire. Southbound Columbia Pike at Skaggsville Road in the right lane. Another crash, Waxpool Road at Ashburn Village Boulevard. In Woodbridge, a third incident to Gordon Boulevard at Flagship Drive. Delays southbound Virginia 95 from Route 1 to Route 123. Again, South Colesville Road from Franklin Avenue to Sligo Creek Parkway. And speeds are in the 20s south on 295 between Benning Road and East Capitol Street. All day long, we have the Fiesta DC Festival in the northwest, and that's going to block off Pennsylvania Avenue between 3rd Street and 6th Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Couple showers possible, mid-80s today, down to the mid-60s tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high near 80. 79 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Well, folks, if you're like me, every now and then you look into that night sky, that vast sky, and you find the one bright star, the one that never moves. It's called the North Star. We're going to talk about how the North Star, otherwise known as Polaris, what it has to do with financial planning when we come right back on the Financial Safari.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Coach, you've got me excited. You have reminded me a little bit of my trip to California. It was the first time. I love photography. It was the first time I was able to capture the Milky Way. You've got me thinking about that night sky.
Yeah, Milky Way, I think of a candy bar. You know, you don't see the Milky Way much. You see a lot of Snicker bars, don't you? Milky Way, not so much.
You know, that's true. Yeah, well, the Snickers
think
so good,
it.
Though.
Now, hey, yeah, this show we're going to talk about how astronomy can correlate to the financial world.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was a physics professor and astronomy teacher. And I remember the big telescope, and we lived in Wisconsin when I was kindergarten to third grade, and I remember in the middle of winter, Dad would decide to get his telescope out, which
meant that
me and my brothers had to bundle up and go outside and look through the telescope for hours.
Sure.
We weren't big fans of astronomy back then, obviously.
Oh, I'm sure not, no.
But it's amazing what you can see when you look through a lens compared to what you see with the naked eye.
Isn't it true? Yeah.
And we think about the financial world. I mean, we get these statements, but we have no idea what our financial statements mean.
Mm. Yeah,
and,
it's true.
You know,
yeah.
We get these account balances, and, you know, what is the balance? Who knows?
Well, I think that's true, Coach, and I think you have a lot more experience and insight into this just because you meet with folks on a daily basis. You really get a feel for not just one type of portfolio, but many, and what folks really need.
And this is looked at in the scientific community too. We've got a study from Boston College, Center for Retirement Research.
Okay. Right?
They have their own center there in Boston College.
Wow.
And the title of the report was Investment Returns, Defined Benefit versus Defined Contribution Plans. Now, let me ask you, and I wish Abigail was here, but Abigail is out on assignment this week.
She is.
Our 19-year-old intern from UNC. She's actually sick, but, you know, well, in the media world, when they say on assignment, either they're on vacation or they're sick.
There you go.
Or they've been fired.
He's been on assignment for a while.
Thomas, but let me ask you, do you know, and don't feel bad if you don't,
because
a lot of people don't, do you know the difference between a defined benefit plan and a defined contribution plan?
I do not know. I would love for you to help me out, though.
All right. So the defined benefit plans are the pensions of old.
Okay.
Okay. Basically, you work for a certain number of years and we'll define the benefit we'll give you for the rest of your life.
Gotcha,
in other words,
man.
We put it in writing. You work with us for 30 years, and when you retire, I'll give you $50,000 a year for the rest of your life.
Okay.
That is a defined benefit because it's defined in writing.
You know what it is.
Now, the one caveat where on these defined benefit plans were, there was asterisks. If the company goes out of business or declares bankruptcy, you might not have the defined benefit anymore.
Whoa, okay, yeah. So not necessarily a guaranteed defined benefit.
And that's not the best thing.
No.
I mean, you don't want that to happen right when you need it the most, right?
Definitely not.
Oh, yeah. You remember that song.
Absolutely. Love it.
think about it. A defined benefit. I mean, you work for a long time for one place, and you stayed at one place, even though you might have got more money going somewhere else because they promised you a benefit for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, let me ask you, are pensions prevalent these days, or are they minimal? They died now like the dinosaur.
You know, if there's one thing I've learned from you on the show, it's true. They're dying out like the dinosaur, for sure. You were saying almost single digits were only being offered
out there. I think only about 8% now, if even that much.
Wow.
You know, what they've gone to, and Congress authorized something called the 401k plan years ago.
Right.
Also the 403b or the TSP, Thrift Savings Plan, depending on what organizations you work for, government or state or just a private organization.
Okay.
You may or may not qualify for one of these plans.
Gotcha. Okay.
And basically they are defined contribution plans. You as the participant define how much you're going to put in or contribute. So defined contribution plan.
Ah, okay.
Now, what is missing from the difference between the defined contribution plan and the defined benefit plan is the monthly or yearly fill-up of your retirement account.
Oh, wow.
So when you retire in a defined benefit plan, you know that each and every year you pull up and there's the check for you.
There you go. Sure, yeah.
But in a defined contribution plan, you could have put a whole bunch of money in. You decide where you put the money when you put it in.
Right.
You decide which investment options. And right when you retire, the market went the wrong way.
Oh. Yeah.
Right. So we're going to talk about later on the show about how the advance and protect strategy is very important for folks that are using defined contribution plans. You're putting money away. You're getting a tax write-off to put the money away. It sounds good right there.
It does.
The problem is, Thomas, when we get close to the financial red zone.
All right. Love it.
That doesn't get you fired up.
That's right.
That reminds me of football season a little
bit. It does. Getting ready for it.
Now, here we go. When you get to retirement, when you get in that financial red zone, which is 5 or 10 years out, you really need to make sure that your money is accounted for and you know what's going on and it doesn't disappear, again, right when you need it the most.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It really sounds like the defined contribution plans are really only getting us halfway there.
Yeah. Now, and so because we can sit around and cry about the fact that the defined benefit plans aren't available anymore, or we can do our own defined contribution plan. We put money away.
Okay. Yeah.
And we get a tax write-off in a 401k, 403b, TSP. But when we reach certain ages, 55 to 59 and a half, many of the companies we work for will let us roll that money tax-free into our very own plan, okay? And
our plan
could be a defined benefit plan. We could purchase our own defined benefit plan through the insurance industry many times.
So let me ask you, what are the advantages to this?
Well, now you have an income you never outlive. You have a defined benefit plan.
Wow.
So even though you started with a defined contribution plan, you can be like Tarzan. You can get on that vine and swing from one account to another.
Hey, there you go.
You can do it tax-free, and now you can have your money come to you in a yearly form for the rest of your life you can never outlive.
Sounds like security that we want. Yeah.
Or you can leave it where it is and hope that everything's fine and maybe have a successful retirement. So
sure.
I don't like maybe when we're talking about financial planning.
No.
We need surety.
That's right.
And we need to make sure that we have our money in the right place for the right time of our life. And again, I like people putting money in the 401k. I don't like them depending on the 401k for their retirement income, though.
Okay. Yeah, right? That makes sense. Yeah.
So very important that people know the differences. Later on, we're going to talk about how the Supreme Court just announced a decision that is not going to be good for us.
Oh, no,
For our pension plans, our IRAs, our inherited IRAs.
Wow.
And they are not going to be protected from bankruptcy or creditors. We're going to talk about that later on in the show and how important it is then to make sure that you have the right plan in place to counteract that or the right trust in place.
Absolutely.
Something called a standalone retirement trust may be in order here for most everyone out there who has a retirement plan. They don't want anything bad things to happen to it when they pass it on.
Okay. Wow. Right? Yeah. Definitely sounds like something we need to be paying attention
to. So we've got an exciting show lined up here. I mean, I can't believe how fast the show's already moving. But what I want to do is for everybody out there who's listening, if you have any of these plans we're talking about, if you have a 401k, a 403b, or a TSP, number one, I want you to get a copy of our 2017 401k, 403b, or TSP survival guide. The whole series is over 30 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
Basically shows you mistakes people make and shows you how you cannot make those mistakes if you do the right things.
Oh, wow.
If there was a solution, would you like to learn about the solution before or after you made the mistake?
Before, all day long.
All right. What if you made the mistake and there's still a way you could counteract that mistake if you learned about it right now?
Hey, you know, obviously I'd want to correct that. Obviously.
So you need to get a copy of that. So let me do this. For the next 25 callers who call in today, right now, when Thomas gives the number out, we're going to create a one-page financial review. Now, this review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. We're also going to give you a copy of this Investment Returns Defined Benefit versus Defined Contribution Plan workbook from the Boston College. Again, the Center for Retirement Research there.
Yeah.
But what we'll do is we're going to help you take that mystery out of the financial planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now in your financial planning process. Let's look at where you are for your retirement plan. Let's look at where you are for how much income you're going to get for the rest of your life. And let's also make sure you're never going to outlive that income.
That's right.
It's the number one worry people have is outliving their money. And we can counteract that, and we can get rid of that. We can eliminate that worry. We're also going to run a fee report. Now, this fee report is very, very important because it helps you untangle what working with your current planner or plan or advisor is really costing you. And we can show you by how you could simply protect your retirement investment by using the right tools and strategies. And if you do that, you could experience dramatic growth potential. In other words, let's look at where you are now. Let's make sure that you're not doing the wrong thing. Let's isolate and identify places where you may be overpaying fees and not realize it.
Yeah.
Let's also look at your standard deviation, how much risk you're taking versus how much return you're getting.
Wow. Okay.
And let's see if the sacrifice between that is too large. And as we get close to that financial red zone, 10 years out of retirement, 52 or older, basically. If you're 52 or older, you need to look at your standard deviation. You may be taking way too much risk to get way too little return.
Wow.
So let's eliminate or tame down some of that risk to make sure that our retirement does not go away right when we need it the most. Okay, we're also going to do a tax analysis that could reveal to you how you could possibly, this is a novel concept, reduce your taxes.
Wow. Huh. That is novel.
Always fun to do, legally, by the way.
Absolutely.
Now, the most important part of this whole process, though, is we'll custom design an income plan for you that utilizes strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can be your own author, the author of your own retirement novel. You can be, in effect, an income-a-neer. We're going to learn about what that is when we come right back.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Inflation has been low for years and is still running at a low level. So, you may ask, why worry about inflation in our retirement planning? Well, Coach Pete warns that even low inflation constantly erodes your dollars. And now that retirement is lasting longer than ever, the accumulated loss of buying power can have a disastrous effect on your savings. While CDs are safe, their low interest rate of return is on track to be outpaced by inflation. So, Coach advises caution as always, but he adds that your portfolio needs built-in growth vehicles to outpace inflation. Welcome back into the Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, joined in studio alongside Coach Pete DeRuta. Now, Coach, you are the winner of 3 XPs, 2 Tellys. Those are newly added now, folks. 2 Emmys as well as 2 Quillies. You are just racking up these awards.
Yeah, and I still have to take my daughter out to eat on Tuesday night. Taco Tuesday, she calls it. 11-year-old Carrie loves to eat Mexican food. So, no, hey. Doesn't really matter what my accolades are, Thomas. I've been 25 years, though, in the financial world. I've seen everything.
You have.
Really have. And yeah. I've seen everything twice, unfortunately, sometimes.
That's right.
I've seen people make mistakes they really shouldn't be making, and they know they shouldn't be making. But for some reason, they keep making them. And sort of like growing up my daughter, Carrie, who's 11 years old. I tell her not to do something. What does she do right after I tell her not to do it?
Oh, sure. You got
to
go do it.
So let's learn from other people's mistakes, not our own mistakes.
Okay, yeah.
And we see this many times in the financial world where people know they are taking way too much risk. They know they're gambling. And when the ball lands on the wrong category or the wrong color, they lose money. We don't want that to happen.
No.
So We want you to have the successful retirement. We want you to have growth. We want you to have income. We want you to not run out of money. And we plan to 121, we call it. So all our plans go to age 121. Believe it or not, that's what we do these days.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
So someone says, what if I don't live to be 121? Fine. Your kids or grandkids will now benefit.
There you go.
But we
doubt.
Want, you know, the magic of everything is to have forever money, we call it. And we want to make sure you have enough money to do what you want to do whenever you want to do it in retirement. Because retirement, every day's a Saturday.
Precisely.
You know, every day's a weekend. It doesn't matter what's happening. I don't want my clients retiring with less money than what they start with working with. So if you were making $100,000 a year when you're working, we aim to at least get you $100,000 a year in retirement.
There you go. There
Doesn't
you go.
That make sense, though?
It absolutely does. You know, and a lot of folks out there may be a little worried, I guess, because they feel like the process may be very complicated. Now, I know a lot of people have different opinions, you know, between the different cell phones, Apple and Google and all. But something that Apple's done very well is they simplify things. They're known for that, for keeping things very simple for the consumer. And I think that's something that you've done very well. As well, and I think folks need to be aware of is that this process is not something that's difficult. Like you said, you've been in the industry 25 years, and you really I call myself a consumer advocate, but you are as well because you're out there working for the consumer and trying to keep things simple so people aren't confused with what really is a very important thing for the rest of their lives.
We see things you wouldn't believe out there, and people maybe some people are trying to do it themselves, do their own plan, and the plan's wrong.
Yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
So sort of like, and you've all seen this, I mean, you go somewhere, maybe there's a speaker on stage, and you wonder who designed or who dressed the speaker.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
Like they're way out of style. They have a two-piece suit on or a three-piece suit on that just looks not good at all.
Right, sure.
Nowhere, like something from the 70s. Show.
Right, yeah, that's what I think, yeah.
So, which might have looked good back in the 70s, right?
Of course.
So
of
let's
course.
Look at this. A lot of people have great plans, and they were great when they got set up 30 years ago.
Uh-huh, sure.
You know, if you're trying to gain money, well, taking a lot of risk is a good plan,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, without
but
a doubt.
When you get to retirement age or in that financial red zone, again, within 5 or 10 years of retirement or 52 and on, we need to start getting more cautious about where our money is. We need to categorize our money in three different easy to understand colors.
Okay.
First one's red. Red means risk.
Okay. All that's right? easy to understand.
Now, there's nothing wrong with red, but you have to understand any money in red you could lose.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Would you lose it all? Hopefully not. I mean, we've never seen a case where people have lost every single penny they have.
Sure. But
I was thinking maybe if you invested in land and where I was in Florida a couple weeks ago and a guy was telling me they have big sinkholes down there.
Ah, yeah. That's
because underground water table and all of a sudden the land just sinks in.
You hear about them every now and then.
So what if you invested in some land and a big sinkhole came and swallowed the land up?
Oh.
Land's not there anymore. So now your land's worth zero. Right.
There you go, right.
If somebody was in your house, in the land, in the sinkhole, and they sunk down, maybe their family would sue you. You might end up with negative money.
Yeah, no, that's true. You heard
about
that.
Better than to build on the sinkhole. Yeah,
because
you know how lawsuits fly around.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so red is risk. Nothing wrong with that again, but as we get older, we need to incorporate something called the rule of 100. And I've written about this in almost every book that I've ever written. I touch on the rule of 100.
Okay, so what is that?
It is taking your age, subtracted by 100. All right. The number you get after that is the amount of money, percentage-wise, you could take risk with if you really wanted to be a gambler.
Okay. So the older I get, then the closer I approach to 100, that risk level goes down.
All right. So I'm 51.
Yep.
51 minus 100 is 49.
Okay.
Put
a
percent after that. 49% of my money could be at risk if I chose.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't have anywhere near that much money at risk.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I guess you could if I bought a pretty big building, so that's risk money. So that has to go into the red category.
Okay. Sure.
So maybe I do have about that much money at risk.
Okay.
That percentage wise.
Yeah.
But
as
we get, if we're 60-year-old, 40% of our money at risk. But then where's the other 60% go? Okay. It goes in a combination of yellow and green money accounts.
Okay.
All right. Yellow is liquid money. That is money that is there for us anytime we need it. But Thomas, you know why we color it yellow instead of green?
No, tell me. Why is that?
Because you're not going to earn any money in that money or hardly any. You're going to underperform inflation. You're going to do what I call losing money safely.
So would this be money in something like a checking account where you're getting maybe a 0.25%?
Or a CD at the bank.
Okay, yeah, sure.
You know what a CD stands for?
What's that?
Certificate of Disappointment.
Ooh, yeah.
Might or depreciation.
Well yeah.
You know, it used to be a certificate of deposit.
That's right.
But nowadays, let's say you're getting 1% in a CD and inflation historically is around 3%.
That's right.
So 1 minus 3 is what? -2.
Very true.
All right, so your buying power each year is going down by -2%.
Okay,
which doesn't sound like a lot until you look at what inflation has really done over the years. Let's do this quick little quiz. Everyone out there driving around can participate in this too.
Yeah.
Think about what you paid for your very first house.
Okay.
And if you're young, think about what your parents paid for their very first house.
Right, yeah.
Now, I'm 51. I'm still going to use my parents. My parents, when I was – how old was I then? I was 10 years old.
Okay.
And Dad bought his very first house for $34,000.
Wow.
It was in Laurinburg, North Carolina. It was 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,400 square feet.
can't believe it. That's
$34,000. All right. So put everyone's going to have their own number in their head,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
Now, think about what you paid for your very last car.
Okay. Yeah.
Most people out there listening paid more for their last car than they did their first house.
That is absolutely incredible.
And that, my friends, is inflation.
Woo!
So don't tell me inflation doesn't exist anymore, right?
No, that's right. That's very true.
Have you ever bought ice cream lately?
You know, I have. I just got me some mint chocolate chip the other day.
You got you some, huh?
Yeah, I did.
All right, so I remember back in the day when the company said I had fresh ingredients, just milk, sugar, and cream.
Right, yes.
And flavoring, whatever, natural flavoring.
Sure, yeah.
And they used to serve it, or used to be able to buy it, in a half-gallon container.
Okay, yeah.
All right, now I can picture the half-gallon container in my mind. When you go to the store now, it looks about the same.
Uh-huh.
But if you read it, it's not a half gallon anymore.
Oh, is it not?
They've taken it down to ounces instead of half gallon.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so it's all those funny little categories. Yeah, they use that kind of stuff.
Yeah, pinching the calories.
Yes, yes. So, you know, it's almost it's a dirty trick.
It is.
But they're doing it, and they're being honest about it. Well, bag of potato chips.
Yep, there you go. That's another
gigantic bag of potato chips.
Huge bag of
potato
chips.
It looks like a giant bag until you pop it, and then there's nothing in there.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But a few crumbs on the bottom.
Exactly.
Inflation.
Wow.
All right, so inflation exists. So what do we do? Well, number one, we put together a plan that helps us counteract that. And green money is money that's going to be there for the rest of our life.
Okay.
It's a money wheel, basically. It's always pumping out new money every single year, income planning.
Wow.
There are some devices set up that give you yearly income for the rest of your life. You can never outlive. People need to find out about that. So
absolutely.
Categorizing your money from red, green, and yellow, and everyone is different, but let us custom design the plan that fits what your needs are and your risk tolerance is.
Okay.
And every single year, we readjust.
Mm.
Okay, so if you're curious about this, if you want to see where you are right now, and everyone should, again, the financial North Star, you have to find out where you are first so we can help you look up into the sky of your plan.
That's right.
And diagram where you are right now, and then we can, again, back Columbus back in the day, use the North Star to get from where he was over here to America.
Oh, without a doubt.
And so we can get you from where you are now all the way through retirement using the financial North Star process and making sure we use red, green, and yellow money and have income planning techniques that are set up to make sure every single year you walk up to the mailbox. And there's a check in there waiting for you.
For a fact. And it won't take, what was it, 2 or 3 months like it took Columbus.
And what do we call that? We call that the what flag on the mailbox?
The green flag on the mailbox.
The green flag is money waiting for you. So
that's right.
If you are one of the next 20 callers, so we'll do one personally for you. We'll help you diagram where you are right now.
Wow.
We'll also put together your very own personalized and customized plan for the rest of your life. Okay? Forever money.
Okay.
So you're in the right place, utilizing advance and protect strategies and everything else out there in our total retirement plan to make sure you are in the right place for the right time of your life. We'll also help you by reviewing your tax returns to uncover your long-term tax issues like IRAs, capital gains, and even Social Security taxes, minimizing those, setting up correctly to make sure you are doing the right thing for your family and yourself.
Mm.
Also establishing your retirement income goal. Let's put that green push pin down, deciding where you want to have income for the rest of your life. That's money needed not only to cover costs, but also money to cover enjoying your lifestyle and retirement, the fun things.
Yes.
Okay. And finally, we need to do this. This is very important. Analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees. We have a fee worksheet. We have a decoder process, a device that will decode all the funny business all the terms in your financial products to tell you what you're really paying and what it's really costing you, and more importantly, what your real risk is. Okay, we will calculate the risk exposure level for you, your personalized risk exposure level calculation, looking at where you are right now. And it's hard to tell looking at your statements, but we'll put it out in easy-to-understand graph form. You are here right now, which means if the market goes up, you could get X amount.
Mm-hmm.
But if the market goes the wrong way, it will cost you this amount.
Wow, such valuable knowledge.
People need to see that. They need to see that, Thomas, before it happens.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather know before. It's like that show where the guy would get the newspaper the day before.
Sure, yeah.
Well, let's do that in planning. We can do that in the planning world.
There you go.
We can help you. It's about the closest we can get to the financial crystal ball that exists out there today.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. 7505.
Well, we all have a passport, or most of us do, and the passport's design is to help you travel around the world safely and legally.
Sure.
Well, let's design a passport to retirement. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the 9-step guide to protecting your nest egg, which will contribute to having a full stamped passport in retirement. That and much more when we come right back.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
An investor's tolerance for risk is highly personal and therefore emotional. To keep your feelings from overwhelming logic when managing risk in your portfolio, just apply the Rule of 100. Best-selling author Coach Pete says, quite simply, you take 100 and subtract your age. The number left is the amount of your portfolio you should expose to risk. The Rule of 100 is a great tool, but it's no substitute for advice from a trusted financial coach.
FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, Britain is all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
The Larry O'Connor Show, now weekdays 3 to 6 on Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Financial Safari News Network.
Celebrity Money Mistakes.
Arthur Sulzberger Sr. was an American publisher and businessman. Born into a prominent media and publishing family, Sulzberger became publisher of the New York Times and chairman of the board of the New York Times Company in 1963. Sulzberger was 37 at the time, the youngest publisher in Times history. In the 1960s, Sulzberger built a large news gathering staff at the Times and was publisher when the newspaper won a Pulitzer Prize in 1972 for publishing the Pentagon Papers. Sulzberger died of a brain hemorrhage at his home on September 29, 2012. He was 86. When the publisher of the New York Times died, the family had to sell off stock to settle the estate, which is not unusual for families with enormous assets. The sale dropped the family's ownership of the Times from 15% down to 13%. That may not seem like a lot, but just a few years earlier, the family had 18% stock ownership before another death forced an earlier stock sale. Another reason why it's vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning and who can implement a total retirement income plan, taking into account all necessary details.
Coach, I see you have a passport over there now. What is in there?
It's a nice looking passport, isn't it?
It is. Looks great.
All right. So let me open it up.
All right.
Look at it. I'm thumbing through it. What's in there?
Hey, there are blank pages. What's going on here?
There's absolutely nothing in there. And let me. All right. You said nothing too, right?
I did.
Let's ask Sergeant Schultz.
Nothing.
All right. He sees nothing as well. No, it's very, very important that people start with a blank slate when we're talking about your retirement plan.
Yeah.
Thomas, if I opened up this passport and it was full of different stamps and different recommendations,
sure.
Would it be your plan?
No.
Be somebody else's plan.
There you go.
But a lot of people, they'll go to a financial advisor, and the advisor will go up to the shelf, pull something off, said, here's your plan.
Wow.
It's not your plan.
No,
he hasn't even talked to you yet. He doesn't know a thing about you.
Yeah, it's true.
But most people I talk to, they, number one, they want to have income for the rest of their life. They want to have increasing income. They want to have no worry or less worry about if the money's going to be there when they need it the most.
Mm-hmm. I had a great opportunity to travel some in my early 20s. And I'll tell you, it's funny because you would talk to friends and you would compare stamps in your passport. Where did you go? And it was like a little individual culture, history, what that person likes. I can see the financial world being the same way. Your plan is going to reflect your dreams, your goals, your ambitions, and it's not going to be the same as your friend or neighbors.
Parker Holland and I, Parker's one of my planners in office, meeting with a nice couple the other day. We found out what they were spending right now.
Okay.
We extrapolated that and forward-looked that into retirement, what it would really cost them to have a retirement they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Then took their investments they had now, designed a plan that would give them more than they would need in retirement.
Wow, yeah.
At the minimum. This was a guarantee. We like to deal with guaranteed minimums.
Absolutely.
Hey, if the world goes to hell in a handbasket, here's what would happen.
There you go, yes.
Because I don't like giving blue sky or, hey, if everything goes great, here's what it'll be, because we don't know.
Of course.
So let's plan for the worst and hope for the best.
That's right.
Okay, so if we have a plan that meets everything that you look for on the worst case scenario, shouldn't that make you happy through retirement?
It would make me very happy. Coach.
We were ecstatic that we pulled the plan like that together for them, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? One of the people in the family told us.
No, what's that?
There's not enough chance for a good return there.
Oh, really?
And what we said is, like they said, we need to earn more money. We want more money than that. Wait,
sure.
We cover all your expenses.
Uh-huh.
We just told you this was the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you and say, hey, it could be 50% or 100% more.
Oh, sure.
Because
yeah.
It could.
It could.
Thomas, what word in that whole sentence do I not like?
Could. Yeah.
No,
variable.
I don't like could. Could, would, should, but wasn't. Right?
That's right.
Well, let's do a plan that is guaranteed to happen like we say or better.
Mm, okay.
All right?
Okay.
So
good.
I would want nothing better to have better results too, but let's look at what the worst case scenario would be, and then if it's going to meet that, because that's the worst case scenario.
Of course. Now, so, they must have been kind of almost lying to themselves at some level, because obviously you would talk to them about what risk level they wanted, so it almost sounds like they were putting themselves in a position that they really would have regretted later on.
They were way out of tune as far as the standard deviation. In other words, they were taking way too much risk for the amount of return they had been getting.
Okay, yeah.
It had been a long time since they actually sat down and reviewed or had a professional review of what their current plan was doing to them or for them, and you know who, or second opinion basically, because they had been going back to the same planner over and over again, and he kept telling them everything was fine.
Sure, yeah.
Now,
course.
I guarantee you, Thomas, people listening, many of you are going back to your very same planner every single year, and they're telling you everything's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
But how can you get a real second opinion from the person who gave you the first opinion?
No, it's true.
You can't.
No, there's no
you
way.
Really can't.
No, you can't.
So the objective to retirement, of course, is to pull up to the retirement station every single year and have your account refilled.
Okay.
All right. That's income planning.
Okay. Yeah.
Very
that makes
simple.
Sense.
I mean, you remember back in the day, I don't know if you do or not, but you'd pull up to the gas station. Again, you'd hear that sound, and out would come two or three guys. One guy would be filling up tank up. The other guy would be checking oil.
Yeah.
And the final guy would be washing your windshield for
That's
you.
That's incredible. Yeah. Never experienced it myself, but I do. Andy Griffith, right?
Yeah. Sort of like that. And even in some states, it's still required full service.
Ah.
I think New Jersey is required full service.
Okay.
State.
Okay.
But when we talk about retirement, again, we want to, as a guide, we want to have, we call it the financial North Star.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we need, here's what we're going to get, and here's guaranteed. The North Star is not moving.
Sure.
It is. People use that for navigation because they know it's standard, it's going to be there.
Precisely.
So that's the way we design an income plan.
Okay.
It's not going away. It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is such a difference from other plans out there, because
yep.
we've talked about this in the past, how a lot of plans out there, and again, it's looking for the blue skies when there very well may not be people saying that this plan may last you until you're 90, 95 years old. But those
May.
Persons, yeah.
You know, I don't like May. This will. W-I-L-L, period.
Exactly.
No caveats, no disclaimers, no asterisks. It will do what it's supposed to do.
Exactly. And those are small words, but I think when it comes to me being 95 years old, those are actually very large words that matter greatly to me and my livelihood.
Which is 64 years from now.
There you go. Hey.
You're 31, right? 31 and, and 64 is 95.
There you go. It's good to be planning that.
You know, but it's never too soon or never too late to get a good plan in order.
That's
and
right.
So what the North Star, again, it's not moving. And it's not going to get any brighter.
Mm-hmm.
But in our plans, when we do our financial North Star type income plans, what could happen is your plan could get brighter as you get older.
Wow.
You could get more money.
Wow.
It will never get dimmer.
Okay.
It will always be at least the same color as the North Star is, or as bright as. and you'll get as much income as you're told. And you could get more. So I think that's what's overlooked a lot of times in this world of lies that we live these days with all the advertisements out there. People hear what they want to hear, but then they don't hear the disclaimer. You ever listen to a pharmaceutical ad, by the way?
I try to listen to them. I can't understand about half the words, though.
Yeah. Well, but then at the end, it's may cause this, this, and that, and three of those.
Oh, sure,
and then,
yeah.
And then they say, ask your doctor about how it could work for you. And, I don't know if I want to ask my doctor anymore.
Oh, I know, really. No,
yeah, so, again, we are used to just hearing what we want to hear, but in the financial world, we need to hear what's true. Mm-hmm. And the true fact is a true income plan, one that is guaranteed for the rest of your life to age 121 and beyond. Mm-hmm. We call it to retirement and beyond. It's retirement autopilot and financial cruise control. It's not going away.
That's right.
And it's not going to be any worse than what we lay out for you.
Okay.
But we only lay out the minimum guarantees.
Okay. Yeah.
Again, it could be more, never less. And sure. And if I was buying something, wouldn't I want to know the worst case scenario?
Absolutely.
If you're buying a car, would you want to know the worst case scenario?
Absolutely. The one word that comes to mind in this conversation is reliability. Yep. Yeah.
Well, Volkswagen got in a lot of trouble because they were lying about the gas mileage.
They were. They got
right?
very big trouble.
So they were
over-accentuating
how much gas mileage you get. Sort of like when you go to a planner and they say, hey, you're going to get a lot more income if you do my plan instead of Coach Pete's.
Oh, sure.
No,
yeah.
You're not. I mean, not guaranteed you're not.
No.
So, and I wrote about that in the book, Have You Been Talking to Financial Aliens?
Good book.
And again, that was your practical guide to translating the complex financial universe to protect your portfolio from being zapped by shrink rays. This book is 8 years old now.
Is it really? Wow.
And everything in it is still true. It's pretty funny, isn't it? We don't have to take it off the shelf. It's still sold on Amazon.
Wow.
So it's just important, though, Thomas, that people get the right plan together for the right time of their life. And I know a lot of people out there, they're listening and saying, gosh, this guy's all hyper. This Coach Pete guy. He's all I'm excited about what's available out there for folks that are listening who want a sure retirement.
Precisely.
One they don't have to gamble with. One they don't have to wake up in the middle of the night staring at the roof, wondering why they didn't get rid of that popcorn stuff on the ceiling, counting sheep, doing whatever they're doing, and not knowing if they have an income they can depend on.
There you go. Well, and if I may speak for you, Coach, you know, I work with you every single day here, and I see you get mad when folks are taken advantage of. You get happy when you see those plans put together that help people out. So, I mean, it's understandable you're a little hyper here on the radio.
Well, Thomas, 25 years in the financial arena, not a single complaint.
There you go. It matters.
Should tell you something.
It should.
Okay?
Yeah.
It goes to A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and the National Ethics Association, all the things that really mean something to me. We are fiduciaries, which means we put our clients' needs ahead of ours.
Mm-hmm.
That's a novel concept. I guess a lot of advisors don't do that. But it all boils down to the fact that all the pieces of your financial puzzle need to fit together. So what I'd like to offer is the opportunity for all our radio listeners to complete a financial review with us. We'll go through with you. We'll look at where you are right now. We'll do your very own financial review to the next 25 callers. Okay? We'll talk through all the different retirement puzzles and what to consider. For instance, Social Security. At what age should you start taking that benefit, and how does it fit in your overall income picture? Or should it at all? Okay. How much risk are you taking with your portfolio? And is that amount of risk appropriate for your age and the amount of return that you're actually getting? Very, very important.
Yeah.
How much are you paying in fees and commissions with your current plan? And do you really realize how much you're paying? What about the tax implications of your savings? And is there a way to save money and taxes down the road by proactively planning now? And do you have an income plan in place that will be sure that you'll never run out of money all the way through retirement to age 121 and beyond? All these we go through, as well as inflation adjustment calculations, seeing what it's really going to cost you to live in retirement, and all the different aspects of the nest egg guide that I go through, 9 different steps from the tax man to nursing home, inflation, litigation, probate, stock market, bad brokers, and just the overall financial confusion. So if you're one of the next 25 callers, we'll go through that with you. We'll customize it for you. We'll make sure that you understand completely what's going on in your financial plan, not just now, but all the way to and through retirement.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. 7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about something I called Financial Mission Possible, how you can have a simple and systematic process for a circle of income. And I'll explain what that means when we come right back.
In the financial world, education is paramount. We don't just want you to know what we recommend, but why. We want to take you through our mental process to understand the reasoning and purpose behind each strategy, while at the same time keeping things simple and to the point. The more you know and understand, the more comfortable you can be when the markets face challenges and our plans are put to the test. This begins during our initial meeting, where we get to know one another. We focus on you and what you want your savings and investments to do for you. We discuss past experiences and your feelings about the future, and this allows us to determine if there is a basis for a continued relationship. After that, we move on to developing an effective strategy that is custom tailored to the unique needs of each client. We then develop a comprehensive plan that outlines the strategy we recommend for long-term success. Once an effective investment strategy has been developed, we successfully implement it by means of constant communication and utilizing our entire team when necessary. This includes our investment team, CPAs, attorneys, and others. And we strive to make this process as quick and easy as possible for you. Even after implementation, our investment team monitors portfolios on a regular basis to ensure they are still performing in a way that meets their intention. When we discover that a client's circumstances have changed or that shifting global markets require an adjustment, we are able to make adjustments as needed. But it all begins with taking that first step.
Coach, fast-moving show today. I see you bouncing around over there. Now, you're getting your aerobics in, I do believe.
What is missing from my – I know you're looking through the window here to my studio over here. What's missing in here? What's not behind me?
A chair.
That's right. A stool, right?
That's right.
I designed this studio years ago so I didn't have to sit down and I could stand up and lean against the ledge here on where all the paperwork is all lined up and all the notes.
Without a
doubt. But I like to jump around and I get my aerobic activity here and don't have to worry about going to the gym after the show.
I love it. Hey, there you go.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself at least. I could stand to lose about 10 pounds.
Couldn't we all, right?
If I could find a way, we could design a process where I could take the 10 pounds that I want to lose and give to you because you need 10 pounds.
Hey, there you go.
I'd be a multi-trillionaire.
Yeah, I bet.
I haven't figured that out yet. Fast-moving show. Yes, it's been fast. I've been excited about what we've been talking about today because we're talking about how everyone listening can have an income plan, a retirement plan they can be proud of, but not only that, that they can understand.
There you go.
And how they can know with surety the absolute minimum amounts they're going to get all the way through retirement.
It's
so important. Absolute minimum. They could get more, but they'll never get less.
So important, and concepts people may not even be aware of.
Yep. Now, I've got a brand new piece of artwork, and you saw it earlier this week.
I did, yeah.
In my office. And what is it?
So you got an old photo of a scale. Is it, you were telling me, is it the original patent filing for the scale?
It is a photo.
Okay.
Of the original patent filed for the scales. Okay. For a scale that weighs things. You know, like you put something on one side and it weighs the other side.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it was a fantastic piece of artwork. And people were saying, well, Coach, why do you have that? Right.
Okay,
What does a scale have to do with anything? You're not a scientist. In a way, I am. I look at myself as a financial scientist because I like to change one little thing on some hypotheticals. If I change one thing here, what happens over there?
So true.
And so it's called a control group. You only can change one thing, you see what happens.
That's right. Yep.
If you change two or three things, you can't isolate what really happened.
Yeah, there you go.
So in the financial world, when we're designing income plans, we tinker with one thing and we see what it will do to lifetime income down the road.
That kind
of thing.
Yeah.
Or if we're taking risk, we say, what if we take this much risk? What could happen to our standard deviation, which is the amount of money we lose or could lose, compared to the amount of money we could gain.
Yeah, well, it makes a lot of sense because you're able to predict what's going to happen and make the best educated decision and not just guessing.
So I took a picture of it. It's called a balance weighing scale. It's patent number 326,975, filed with the U.S. Patent Office September 29th, 1885.
Wow.
And it all comes down to you want proper balance, right? That's what we're talking about. That's why I have it up there. In the financial world, we don't want to take too much risk and not have enough safety.
Ah, sure. Okay.
We don't want to take too much safety and not have enough risk. In other words, we want to make sure we have the right return for the right time of our life.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And every single year, it changes, so we have to adjust that balance.
Okay.
If you don't pay attention to it and something's starting getting way really heavy on one side, what's going to happen to the other side? It's going to go up. It's going to be out of balance.
There you go. Yeah,
so we constantly rebalance our total portfolio plans in our total retirement system for every single one of our clients.
Okay.
Make sure that everything's going as it should, because if you let it get out of balance a little bit and you ignore it, it's not going to fix itself.
No, it won't.
Or, you know, maybe it will. A lot of people, they look at the year 2000 when the market crashed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people said, oh, I'm not going to touch anything. The market will come back. Everything will be fine. Well, some people still aren't back to where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And some people actually doubled down on the stocks that were down, and the stocks still haven't come back up.
Wow.
Or the stocks went out of business. They went bankrupt.
Yeah,
so
awful, huh?
We have to just make sure that we're in the right place.
That's right.
We need a simple and systematic process for lifetime income.
And this is something you really specialize in, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah. And one of the things that I specialize in is the advance and protect strategy.
Okay. So, yeah, let's talk about that.
You think about a football team. When they're moving down the field, they want to go frontwards, not backwards.
Without a doubt. They try to, at least.
Well, look at the Super Bowl. The Atlanta Falcons were marching down the field.
Yep.
New England had come back, but Atlanta was still up by eight.
Yep.
They marched down the field. The receiver caught a pass, and they were within field goal range.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. First down, 22-yard line. New England's 22, so in other words, Atlanta was getting close to the scoring again.
Yeah, sure.
And all Atlanta had to do basically is take a knee three times, kick a field goal, and they'd be up 11.
Oh, okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, what they decided to do, they decided to take a risk. They dropped back Matt Ryan, the quarterback. He got sacked.
Wow, yeah.
All right, they dropped him back again. There was a holding penalty, so they were back 20-some yards. They had a punt. New England went down, and the rest is history. The Patriots won the Super Bowl.
Most certainly is history.
So if the Falcons, and I'm a Patriot fan, by the way, so I like that. I know there's maybe some Falcon fans that aren't liking that.
There you go.
If we enacted the advance or protect strategy, once they got to the 22-yard line, all they had to do was go forward.
Yeah.
They never would have lost.
There you go. Yeah.
And so when we look at that and compare that to retirement,
mm-hmm.
right, you're in retirement or you're getting close to retirement or you're in that financial red zone. Here's our sounder for the financial red zone, folks, which
That's
is basically
right.
5 or 10 years away for retirement or if you're 52 years old or above, you got to really start paying attention to what's going on in your wallet.
Good to know. Yeah.
You know, that was that commercial. What's in your wallet? What's in your portfolio?
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
What's in your income plan or do you have an income plan?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have more than one stream of income coming in retirement?
And
I think you need one. You need three or four.
Well, I was about to say that's probably something that people aren't even considering either, who may be out there with an IRA or a 401k just thinking that's going to get them through.
You know, just because you have one IRA doesn't mean you can't turn that one IRA into three different retirement income strategy buckets.
There you go.
You can divide it in three. And so different, like 70% risk and 25% fixed income and 5% near cash. Those
mm-hmm.
all different strategies, all different ratios. Of course, they all add up to 100% when you add them up.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you were really concerned about income, well, maybe we put 80% in income that's guaranteed for the rest of your life, 15% in risk to try to get you more horsepower, and 5% in immediate cash, the yellow accounts. That aren't going to grow, but they're going to be there anytime you need them.
Really, whatever's customized to the individual's goals. Yeah.
And so, again, advance and protect strategies are overlooked. They're ignored by some of the major brokerage houses. Why?
Mm.
Because they don't want you to take money out of the risk accounts and put them into safe accounts. Let's call a spade a spade.
The reason
they do that is because they don't get paid management fees on money that is not under their management.
There you go. It is what it is. I mean, it's plain as day. It is what it is. Hopefully we're aware of that, though.
And Thomas, when people had money managers during the market crashes, did that money go down too? Most of it did.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
And those that didn't join the recovery because the manager had them out and forgot to put them back in sometime.
Over safety almost. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why the average investor, according to Dalbar, which is a financial research study organization
in Boston,
Massachusetts, looks at investor behavior.
Okay.
The average investor underperforms the market by double.
Do they really?
So half of the market return the average investor gets because they do the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Well, I was about to say, so if you're just following the trends, you would do better than if you were getting in and out and trying to follow your own whims.
You know,
that's kind of
history
crazy.
Has proven that you were better off just buying an index fund with no manager than you were having a manager on your side.
Oh, Lord, that's so
sad.
Yeah.
But history has always shown people that had money that didn't have any risk to the market are going to have a retirement they don't have to worry about.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, it's very true.
So we need to get the right strategy for the right time of our life. We need something called circle of income. We need to draw a circle around our plan.
Okay.
And a certain part of that money needs to be in places that will give you income for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Never going away. You'll be your own income-ineer, I call it. So basically you are designing plans that give you income all the way through retirement. Because we started the show talking about the difference between defined contribution plans and defined benefit plans.
We did, yes.
Okay, so define the amount of money you want for the rest of your life, and then give us a call, and we'll tell you if it's possible. We'll help you diagram where you are right now. And if it's not possible, we'll tell you that honestly, or yep. we'll give you some steps that maybe can get you on the right track.
That's right.
Wouldn't it be great to learn about it now instead of 10 years from now that you're not on the right track? You're not
going to have what you need to have. Absolutely, without a doubt.
So
yeah.
we'll help you design the plan that fits what you're looking for and what you want to have happen. And the most important thing is that you get more familiar with your own plans mm-hmm. and you incorporate the advance and protect strategy.
There
so
yeah.
as we leave for the week, I want to offer this for the next 20 callers who call in right now. We've got to create a one-page financial review. Now, this review, it'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. And this review is a $999 value. But as a radio listener, you get it at no cost or obligation if you call in the next 15 minutes. Okay? What this will consist of is taking the mystery out of the financial planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. You got to figure that out first. We'll also run a fee report that'll help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is truly and actually costing you. And to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience what we call dramatic growth potential. We'll also perform a tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. But finally, and the most important part, we'll run a customized income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and, the most important part, take the worry out of truly living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of the financial planning process for the next 20 callers. That's a comprehensive financial review. It's a $999 value. I'm going to let you have it, no cost or obligation, as a radio listener. Keep in mind, our strategies work best for those of you with over $1 million saved for retirement, but we never kicked anybody out for being honest with themselves and true that they want a plan that they can depend on.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Well, fast-moving show, Thomas. Absolutely. Covered a lot of great things. And, folks, I hope you enjoyed the show this week. And for Thomas Lipscomb, I'm Coach Pete. We'll join you next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Start your week with Bill O'Reilly and Mornings on the Mall, Monday morning, 5 to 9 on WMAL.
The FBI is offering an up to $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of a man wanted for murder and with connections to the Black Disciples gang. Philip LaRon Miller was at the Columbia Heights, Minnesota apartment of a woman when he allegedly shot and killed a man believed to be his rival. It happened on April 20th, and since that day, case agent John Gaynor says his investigation shows Miller has traveled to Chicago and Atlanta. Miller also has ties to Phoenix, Arizona, L.A., and New York.
He uses multiple identities to conceal his movements and has the ability to hurt more people if we don't capture him, and that's what we plan to do.
Miller is likely changing his appearance.
Miller is known to have long dreadlocks, but information that we've received indicates that he has probably shaved his head.
Report tips to your local FBI field office or online at tips.fbi.gov. I'm Molly Halpern of the Bureau with Wanted by the FBI.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.